Queens County Men's Correctional Facility. You have received a call from...
Tani R. LaFontaine, the original MySpace training.
Inmate number 57823. Thank you. You are being connected.
Yeah, Sal. A hurricane. Big hurricane. Bring it over to me when you come back over. Oh, sorry. Hey, boys. Hey, it's Tani R. LaFontaine, the original MySpace training here. Coming to you live, well, sort of live, but I guess I'm under voicemail, but at this moment it's live, at the QCNCF First Annual Mardi Gras Party. It's Fat Tuesday, everybody, and it's getting pretty wild here, so before it got any more wild, I thought I'd give you all a call and just check in and see how things are going. And yes, Sal, just put it right, I'm on the phone, Sal, just not now. No, Sal, I don't care how many beads you have. I'm not, no, it's not that kind of party. Sal, sorry, boys. So, anyway, I'm just coming to you live from the QCMCF, the Men's Correctional Facility here. I'm still incarcerated, but I'm having a heck of a good time here. You know, it's almost like I'm not incarcerated, because it's just, the boys here are just so great. And, you know, I miss Jermaine, and I miss the dogs, and I miss Bethany most of all. But, you know, it's nice. It's a nice break. It's a nice break to be in here. And I'm sorry that, well, I can't get into the case, but I would like to just give a quick apology to the Itsy Bitsies and any trouble that I might have caused them. But it all worked out for the best. I can't get into what happened to them, but for me, it was great. It's been great. So, anyway. You guys, seriously, if Linda comes down here one more time, she said I'm going to lose my yard privileges for the week. I can't do that. I need the time to plan for the spring cotillion. Alright, okay. You know I like to go out and sit by the basketball courts, lay down and put my feet into the chain-link fence and look up into the sun and write. I can't lose those privileges, so just calm down. I don't know why they're so excited anyway. I mean, this is nothing, really. I just threw it together like 2 days ago. I was talking to Linda, and, you know, I realized it's Mardi Gras, and they don't do anything here for Mardi Gras. So I said, Linda, you know, I could use the practice. Why don't we just throw a little thing together for the boys? They'd really like it. And she just walked away, so I took that as a yes. And I put it together. I mean, she wouldn't let me have any scissors or anything. So, you know, I found some wrappers and other things from the lunchroom. And anything multicolored I took and I tore up and I just pasted it on some other paper and strung it up. I mean, it's, you know, I made some masks for the boys. But other than that, you know, it was quick and I didn't really do too much.
Hey, Tony, give me some beads!
Oh my God, pull up your pants! I don't even have any more beads. I gave them away to Baby Arm Bobby and Moose Knuckle Mikey. I mean, how could I not? Anyway, sorry, boys. That, you know, Tommy 2 inches over there, he just keeps talking to me. I don't want to see it. I don't have any
Tawny,
more
beads. Take it up! Take it up! Take it up! Take it up!
Oh, you guys. Oh, you're insatiable. Seriously, calm down. I think I hear Linda coming. Calm down. Oh, you know what, boys? The real reason I'm calling, I need a favor. You'll never believe this. I saw this woman walking around the facility the other day. And at first I thought she was a guard or something because she was so put together. But I've asked around and come to find out she's an inmate in a men's correctional facility like me. So that kind of makes me think that she might be a tranny. Oh, hold on. Rusted! Sorry about that. Sorry. Anyway, so yeah, I mean, I don't like to assume things about people, but I know she doesn't work here, and that's the rumor going around. So, I need you to do me a little favor. Could you do a little investigating? Her name is Maxine, and she always wears a purple sequin do-rag. So, could you look up on MySpace maybe and see if you could find any information you could find out about her would be great. You know, I just, I just like to know, that's all. So, you know, just let me know how many friends she has. Is it very active? Does she post a lot? Does she do a blog? Does she have any dogs? A boyfriend? Anything like that? Any kind of information you get for me would be great. Just give Linda a call. I'll let her know that you'll be calling me with the information, and she will either transfer it right to me, or if I'm in the yard writing, or you know, getting ready for the cotillion, she'll just take a message. So just leave that information for Linda. She'll be more than happy to take that down. I'll let her know. I'll give her a heads up. So you know what, boys? It's getting a little late here, and I gotta have this place cleaned up and mopped and ready for dinner time. So and if I don't, Linda, I don't know what Linda will do. So I gotta start cleaning up and getting this done. So thanks for having me on the show again through voicemail. I do look forward to being back, kind of. But I can't wait to see you boys again. So I will talk to you soon, and have a great Mardi Gras. All right, everybody. Party's over. Everybody, turn in your masks. Carlos, get over here. Bring the mop, the broom, the vacuum, anything you can find. We need to get this place cleaned up in about 15 minutes. 15 minutes.